Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
And we welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home able to get the victory over Paragould in overtime, 57-49. I'll tell you, Mountain Home never trailed in the extra period, so Mountain Home went back on top for the 11th lead change of the night. And the Bombers were able to go on and secure the 8-point victory for their third conference victory of the season. Take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home had three players in double figures. Wyatt Gilbert led the way with 13 points, 12 on the night for Matt Jones, and 10 for Colton Peters. In addition, 9 for Talon Benton, 8 for Hunter Bashirs, and 5 for Luke Cruz. Paragould also with three players in double figures, 19 points on the night for Jonah Treese, 11 for Cole Doak, and 10 for Hunter Wilmus. Also tonight, 6 for Nathan Lear and 3 for Preston Glenn. Mountain Home ended up with 9 turnovers on the night. Paragould with 7. There were 11 lead changes and 7 ties in this game. But again, Mountain Home was able to do what they needed to do in the extra 4 minutes to get the 8-point victory. And with that victory, Mount Home's going to improve to 8-14 on the season, 3-7 in the 5A East. Paragould's going to fall to 6-15 and 0-10. So again, Mountain Home gets the 8-point overtime victory in this boys' game. And Mountain Home was able to sweep Paragould for the night as the Lady Bombers also defeated the Lady Rams 30-16 to move into a tie for second place in the 5A East, you know, on the girls' side. So again, Mountain Home sweeps Paragould tonight, and that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come to back your way Tuesday night. The Mountain Home teams will go back on the road as they will be facing Marion Tuesday night. We'll have the broadcast for you around 6 o'clock here on Class Kids 101.7. So that's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I also want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. This broadcast has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Be sure to catch our next broadcast, which will be coming to you this coming Tuesday, February the 12th, as Mountain Home travels to take on Marion in Marion. Then February 15th will be the next broadcast after that. Mountain Home will stay home for that one to take on Nettleton. Both game times are set to have tip-off at 6 with the girls starting. Once again, you've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.